Hey, potential podcast listeners, let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked.
Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider.
You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging.
Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. These results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results.
And Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation.
So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit or prefer the convenience and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/potential and get 25% off your test using code POTENTIAL25.
Once again, that's 25% off your test by going to trylgc.com/potential using the promo code POTENTIAL25. Take charge of your physical health and well-being, and let's get checked. Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar, and I'm joined by my co-host and fellow bouncer, Taylor Sokol. Today, we're reviewing the action film Roadhouse. This was directed by Doug Liman with a screenplay by Anthony Bugarosi and Charles Mondry. So, of course, we have the original Roadhouse film, 1989, starring Patrick Swayze. I've only seen that film once. That definitely has now a cult classic status. Only one time for you as well, Taylor?
Yep. Yeah, same here. So we both have seen the original and definitely a product of his time. So I was pretty surprised when Jake Gyllenhaal announced that they're going to be doing a remake to Roadhouse. Kind of reimagining.
I mean, that first Roadhouse film, it is bonkers. I mean, it's wild, it's raunchy, it's got crazy bar fights, and I mean, if you want a film that is over the top, that is the film, you know. And went on to, I mean, even Family Guy has such a big bit about it, you know, Roadhouse. But yes, yeah, so this is interesting to have it set in modern day, different location, set in the Florida Keys, but Jake Gyllenhaal coming into play, kind of our lead character of Dalton, with a different kind of backstory, still kind of having the element of what Roadhouse was, but kind of a new spin here. So we're not doing any spoilers today, but this was a direct to Prime Video, so it didn't have a theatrical release, but some big names in it, and excited to check it out. So Taylor, what's a brief synopsis of Roadhouse?
So we follow Jake Gyllenhaal's character, Owen Dalton, who was a championship fighter. And he's kind of like down on his luck. He's kind of after, you know, kind of a tragic thing happened, he's kind of stayed away from the limelight, but he kind of does little cage matches for money. And he's hired by this woman who owns the Roadhouse, cue the title. And she needs some help protecting this rowdy Roadhouse from some local hooligans. And so she hires Dalton. But, you know, he doesn't really know what he's getting himself into. As he heads down to the Keys to protect this Roadhouse and kind of be in this bouncer there. So I will say for you know, it's funny because they do a good job in the movie having this little quote, like, you know, what he's doing there. He's kind of like the cowboy coming to clear up the town and all that kind of stuff. And that was so much of like the original one, you know, very 80s with kind of Swayze being this very strong, masculine, silent type, the man with no name kind of character. I will tell you, if you're comparing the two, I was really surprised of how comedic this film was. There was a lot more humor than I was expecting.
Yes, it is funny.
Yeah.
I think part of that is they make Dalton a very charming fellow. He does have a hard kind of, you know, hardened outer shell, but he's got toting his darker backstory. But there is a lot of humor because he does kind of come off like he has no equal. He's never like lost a fight.
Yep.
So when these, you know, brutes show up and, you know, trying to take over the bar and, you know, being the head honchos, that they're like, who is this, you know, idiot that's come to town? We're going to take him down. And he's like, I really wouldn't do that because I'm just going to break your arm. And every time he does take out these guys, it's so sweet because he's like instantly like, okay, I've broken your wrist. You need immediate medical attention. And there's this ongoing bit about there's a hospital 25 minutes away. I mean, yeah. It was quite funny that they did kind of have that comedy stuff. Arturo Castro plays one of the minor kind of bad guys. And just his commentary almost was like meta in a way of like, yeah, we really shouldn't be doing this. I'm only here because I like ride motorcycles and stuff. So they kind of set up that like, oh, yeah, this bar keeps getting roughed up. They need someone to take. And he's kind of helping out the staff also learn how to fight, how to, you know, protect themselves, protect others. So it's really halfway through the movie or so when we meet really like the big bad, if you will, of Conor McGregor. Now, Billy Magnuson is kind of like the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of find out there's a whole like drug trade situation at the Roadhouse, and that's why it's kind of a key location for stuff. And his dad kind of had some stuff with the town, and now he's in jail. So he's kind of running the show. And his father hires this crazy psycho of a man named Knox, played by Conor McGregor, to basically show up and, like, taking down Dalton. And I will say, you know, Conor McGregor, for this being my first time, pretty sure I've ever seen him act, you know, I can't really tell how much of it was him.
Where does Knox begin, yes, and Conor McGregor end?
but it was fun. I mean, it's a fun role. Like, he's like a snidely whiplash, mustache-twirling villain who happens to be, like, psycho-level physical strength and attack mode. And I gotta say, the reason why you watch this movie is for the fights.
Yes.
And what I think Doug Liman did so well in this film that is so fun to watch, all the fight scenes are almost like from point of view. And the camera work of like every throw, every swing, I mean, it is brutal. And like the camera doesn't stop. Like you were on like a roller coaster watching these fight scenes. And they're intense. And I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's gone, you know, bulky before, but he is like ripped to shreds in this film. Yes. And the fights were brutal. They didn't look fake. They didn't look, you know, weak. They were intense, and I was loving every minute of all the fight scenes.
Yeah, I agree. I will say, I think that's really what works for Gyllenhaal's character in this kind of iteration of Roadhouse. He has this really great likability.
Yes.
Even like when he plays some nutcase in like Nightcrawler or Quentin Bent, like this, you know, superhero, he has a really great likability. So I think what works well for him is to kind of play that up, where Swayze was just a very stoic way that, you know, you can't really compare. They're two different performances. And I like that. But besides that, Conor McGregor, he does have this romance with this nurse, who is
Daniela Melchior, who, you know, she was in
Ratcatcher 2.
Suicide Squad 2, yeah. Yeah, they have a bit of a romance. And, you know, again, there's kind of more connections to the town of, like, who's been running the show and who's kind of the puppeteers, if you will. So I like that they kind of did kind of give it a almost like a kind of aspect to the town of like,
yeah,
doesn't matter what you do to clean it up. There's this person's connected to this person's connected to this person. But, and Jessica Williams, you know, we love in Shrinking and stuff. She's the one that owns the Roadhouse. So, I mean, there's definitely some notable characters, but it's really, you're watching Jake Gyllenhaal shine with his charm, Conor McGregor just be this total brute villain, and you're going to laugh. The music's great. I also really love that almost every scene at the Roadhouse nighttime, they almost feature like a different band every night. And it feels like they actually got like local bands from like Florida to like be there. And it's kind of funny because
as the band extras.
Yeah, because like all the setup of like, oh, when it's danger time, there's actually a net in front of the band to kind of protect them. Just like
got the chicken wire. Like Blues Brothers.
But yeah. I love that it was like kind of like local music. And, you know, there's other songs, of course, that play. And just the Florida Keys, I think, was kind of a nice setting for this iteration of the film. So I definitely had fun with it. I would have seen this on the big screen had it been, you know, on big screen. But, and even to say, I don't know if, you know, sure, it took a long time and a lot of work to get to that level of for Jake Gyllenhaal, but the way the movie ends, I could see them potentially doing another one if they wanted to do a Roadhouse 2, because this character is fun to watch, and I'd be curious to see what happened with Dalton's character if he moved to another town and cleaned up another act. Who knows? You know,
he's a very charming equalizer. You know, in the steps of John Wick and, you know, Brian Mills from Taken. I'd like to see more for sure. But overall, really, really enjoyed it. Especially, you know, I have no like diehard love for the original. So think, and for those of you who are like, you know, diehard that, you may really critique this and this may not be yours, but for someone coming in new or even, you've seen the original, definitely worth a watch. And I agree. I hope they bring more, and I hope they bring this to the big screen. Hope they bring more of these films to the big screen. So I'm going to give this a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed this. I think the only element that I kind of missed from the original was having that kind of mentor character that our main guy maybe, like, you know, learns a little bit of the ropes from. But because he already was set up as an MMA fighter. Yeah, you know, having the Elliot kind of character. But still, very enjoyable watch. Just solid under 2-hour flick. I think we'll have a good time. So you can still watch Roadhouse, now streaming on Amazon Prime Video. And that was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to the Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast, or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerddom. And remember, know your potential.